it was not in our plan, and of course it's not in our plan to boycott the election.
And that call for change has left Tanzania's main opposition party out of the presidential election.
And the greatest question here is change really what Tanzanians want?
In the current situation, in the current election laws, it is very easy for those who are in power to tamper with the results.
President Samia Suluhu Hassan's government is under a lot of pressure.
And there are two things. The opposition on one hand says that it's been silent. On the other hand, there are fears that the ruling party could win the upcoming polls without a real competition.
But could Chadema, the main opposition party, allow that to happen?
The country needs the reforms. And once the reforms are done, then we'll be able to participate. People are tired. The results which are coming out after the election is not the choice of the people.
And not the choice of the people. But imagine leading a campaign demanding reforms before elections and then finding yourself on trial for treason, a charge that could land you a death penalty.
That is what happened to Tundu Lissu. He is the main opposition leader in Tanzania, and he was arrested in April.
Now, with Tundu Lissu behind bars and Chadema banned from this year's presidential election in Tanzania, what does the future hold for Tanzania's multi-party democracy? That's the question.
I'm George Okachi, and I'm excited to be under the baobab today.
You're not the only excited one here, George. My name is Mimi Mefoneu. Welcome to Under the Baobab, where we make complex issues personal.
Now, in just a few months, and to be exact, the 28th of October, close to 38 million Tanzanians will head to the polls for presidential and parliamentary elections.
We said it briefly earlier. The opposition leader, Tundu Lissu, is on trial at the moment. And the Chadema party is also barred from running in the presidential election in Tanzania. So this election is already looking like something we've never seen before in the country.
Definitely. And of course, the intrigues happening with the Tundu Lissu's case. And we should just point out that we couldn't get hold of him because
right.
of that trial that is ongoing. But we are happy today to have his Deputy Secretary General, Amani.
Amani Golugwa,
exactly.
That is his name. Amani is actually a close ally of Tundu Lissu. He's been a member of the Chadema party for a very long time now. And he's one of those who has been accusing President Samia Suluhu Hassan's government of silencing the opposition in Tanzania. Not just that, but also killing, threatening the opposition and abductions.
Now, Mimi, before we get into our conversation with Amani, let's put context into the conversation we are supposed to have today.
Mm.
The Chadema campaign, the No Reforms, No Election,
yes.
was started by the leader, Tundu Lissu,
who
is now
himself.
Facing treason trials.
Yes.
And that was at the beginning of this year.
Mm.
I mean, it gathered momentum at some point until he was arrested.
It's now one of the biggest election slogans in Tanzania with the elections coming up. But here's what we need to know when it comes to the change that the Chadema party has been asking. We had to take it down because we have to be very, very accurate when we are saying it.
Mm-hmm.
So they are demanding an independent electoral commission, one that that's truly free from the ruling party influence.
Basically,
that's one of the things that they are demanding.
Yeah, basically many of them are saying, rather opposition supporters are saying, this current independent electoral commission is being influenced by the CCM, which is the ruling party.
Yes, and that the elections are rigged in favor of the CCM party, which has been there for so many years. I mean, it's one of the oldest oldest ruling parties in Africa,
definitely,
according to our research. And also, they are demanding a transparent voter registry to prevent rigging, just like we mentioned, and make sure that every vote of every citizen counts.
Mimi, have you heard of ghost voters?
Yes, that's when people vote when they are not existing, right?
Exactly.
Because we also have that a lot in West Africa, yeah. Where
it happened. It happens across the continent. And of course, a transparent voter registry is critical in this case.
That's right. And apart from that, we also have the one guaranteed freedoms to allow people to speak freely, to express themselves freely, and to campaign without fear for their safety or fear that they could be arrested.
Needless to overemphasize, we've reported on numerous occasions, you know, cases of freedoms being curtailed in the East African country.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, there were some civil society activists from Uganda and Kenya who were arrested in Tanzania, and there were cases of alleged torture.
We even saw the president clearly saying that don't meddle.
Don't interfere with our country
and our country politics.
Definitely.
Yeah. That was a stern warning. Still, some critics say that this campaign for reform is coming a little bit too late.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Chadima not do this earlier enough? That's the question. So we took this question to our guest, Mr. Amani, to find out from him, why did they not push for this years before this year, which is the electoral year?
Actually, a call for reforms has been there way back since 1992. But our voice has been so much up since 2019 from what happened during the local government election. A lot of irregularities and misconduct happened during that election, and the same case scenarios happened again during the 2020 election. And the climax of it was during the local government election, that was 2024.
Okay, you're talking about the fact that you have been making this cause for so many years now, but you took part in previous elections, like 2020, you just mentioned, 2024 as well. Why take part in election when the reforms are not the best?
We had some few attempts to remind the government that the country really needs this kind of reforms. But from the commitment that there will be a fair, a free, and a credible election, and from those commitments, it pushes us to enter and participate. But it was contrary. They committed themselves that the election will be full and fair and credible. But what happened was really contrary.
But let's be clear, Chadema hasn't boycotted the elections. They have been disqualified.
Technically.
Yes.
Technically.
And Mimi, the head of Tanzania's electoral body, that is Jacobs Mwabengele, said that Chadema was disqualified because they refused to sign the electoral code of conduct in its current form.
That is also a very contentious issue in Tanzania's election this year. That means that Chadema is not going to be part of this year's election, but not just this year's election, and possibly the 2030 local elections as well.
And that is really troubling,
Mimi.
It's troubling because in 2030, Tanzania will be electing their local representatives.
But
the local elections are very critical because they are a precursor of what will happen in the general election.
But George, let me come in quickly. You said Chadema has not boycotted.
Yes.
So they have not signed the electoral code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that to be part of the election, you need to sign the electoral code of conduct.
Definitely. That
which
is one of the rules, that you have to sign the electoral code of conduct.
Which they didn't.
Yes, they didn't.
So when you don't sign, what do you expect? You are disqualified, right?
Then you are disqualified.
Can I technically, is it safe to say that Chadema willingly didn't want to take part in this election?
Maybe they were trying to double down on their ground that we want reforms before we can even participate in this election.
Imagine that you are playing in a football match, for instance, where one team objects to playing. You say you don't want to play. I think your team in Tanzania, is it Simba?
Simba Sports Club.
I'm the other team. So imagine that you refuse, or Simba Sports Club says that they will not take part in a match because the referee is not objective and the referee is going to rule against them.
It has happened before, Mimi.
How did you feel when it happened?
It has happened before, where Yanga refused to play against Simba because they were saying the level playing
field
was
case,
not level.
I'm Yanga.
Yes,
in
you're Yanga. And then you feel like the referee is, or rather the association is favoring Simba. Then you cannot participate in that. What happens to fairness? What happens to making sure that, you know, everybody is coming to this competition
but at least,
on equal
But at least,
ground.
George, sign, and then you start demanding what you want changed.
No, I don't want to
you
sign
have to
something.
Sign. Now they are not taking part in the election, and the implications could could span.
Maybe it's sending a message. It is just sending
that's
a message.
A lot.
It is a lot. It is detrimental to the, you know, opposition movement in Tanzania. But maybe they are sending a message.
We might not end this discussion
Definitely, but I don't think
it's a good strategy. But I asked the Deputy Secretary General of Chadema why they refused to sign the code of conduct. And I questioned him about it. And this is what he had to say.
We are not in agreement of the sum of the clauses. Actually, it is not only starting with the code of conduct. It is something that needed to be addressed at a constitutional level. And it has to go even at the law that supervise and regulate our electoral system. And if you have all these three in good order, issues at constitutional level, if at law level, then definitely you'll have good code of conduct.
What specific parts of the code of conduct did the Chadema party find problematic? Can you be more specific?
It's about the agents at the polling station, agents at the polling station. We are not in agreement with the way the code of conduct gives how the agents, party agents, who stand there on behalf of the party and of course on behalf of the candidate. Okay. The process is very complicated, and
yes,
we have experienced it during the 2024 local government election. The same code of conduct, it gives a complication to the point that the agent will not be allowed in a normal, proper way to enter into a polling station at the right time, as it's supposed. In case of anything, you cannot replace or have a spare list of other polling agents. The way you look at them, they focus mainly to minimize the chances of the opposition party to participate in polling.
So, George, Amani is arguing that the rules are meant to make things difficult
for the opposition
in Tanzania. Mm-hmm. But some people there will argue that the real problem is far beyond that.
Yeah.
It's a problem of capacity.
Mm-hmm.
The country has more than 80,000 polling stations and over 37 million registered voters. That's a lot. I've never seen that in Africa before.
No, that's huge. That's huge, Mimi. And you'll appreciate Tanzania is a country with more than 67 million people. Is among the most populous nations in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, and then Egypt, and then Tanzania follows.
Right.
So you'll appreciate that 80,000 polling stations. It's, spread across the country. Now, you're competing against a party that has been there since independence.
It's
1977. That is how old CCM is, and it means they are emboldened with resources. They can deploy agents and
existence.
Definitely,
and it's not just the biggest, but people believe in the CCM.
People believe in it, and therefore, even deploying the agents in the polling stations, it's much easier for them compared to Chadema. And that's why, when we question capacity, we could be right in some way, because the Chadema official is rightfully saying that they feel that the code of conduct has encouraged the CCM party to ensure that their own agents are not deployed in the polling station. Then,
so we only have CCM agents in polling stations,
and we
don't have opposition agents.
That is what Amani was
trying to say. Do
they
even have the means to be everywhere? I mean, you have to be present in all the polling stations to ensure that all the votes are counted.
And that is the question. That is the question.
So it takes
resources. Do they even have the capacity to deploy?
That is the question. And it leads us to this important question, like you've just said. Is Chadema unable to compete across the country? Or is this push for reforms first a clever way to just mask a planned boycott?
Our presence in the parliament is very minimal, but we are standing to be called the main opposition party. Why? Because we have been always carrying people's agenda, speaking. We are the voice for the voiceless. We are speaking on behalf of the people. So we have been doing very, very, very well, replicating our public rallies, people who are coming to attend our public rallies, and especially of recently when we introduced this movement of no reforms, no election, people are coming to our public meetings organically by way of design. 2020, by way of design, during the former regime, by way of design, they banned completely carrying out all political activities in the country. So since 2015 up to 2020, all political parties were completely banned from doing and carrying out any political activity. So we participated in a 2020 election from nowhere, after being banned for 4-5 years of not doing any political activity. So it was by way of design we were banned, but still we have been standing and being called as the main opposition party. Because
you believe that you remain the main opposition party in Tanzania, and that is not just by name, but because you have been impacted by the activities of the government that is in power. Is that what you're saying?
Of course, we are the main opposition because we are grounded so much to the people, representing people, voice of the people. And as of now, I am telling people are tired. People don't want to go back to the bad experience of what happened during the 2019 local government election. People don't wish to go back to the same bad experience of what happened during 2020. The same. People don't want to go back to what happened during the 2024 local government election. People are tired because the results which are coming out after the election is not the choice of the people. So people are tired.
Indeed, people are tired, and Tanzania faces uncertainty without a credible opposition, Nini.
A credible opposition is a question I keep asking myself, because Chadema has taken part in previous elections before, but the dismal performance is something that I cannot understand. And they call themselves the principal opposition party in Tanzania. Do you think that Tanzanians are happy with the CCM? They don't want any opposition after so many years.
Definitely, we would say that there are people who support the opposition, because there are evidence to support that. That there are people who attend their rallies, as he's saying.
But where is this support when the elections take place?
That is a question we need to interrogate. Maybe could it be that there is a lot of rigging in the elections? Could it be that the elections are not free and fair? The question is it indeed the credible opposition that Tanzania needs, or what needs to be done?
Or maybe an opposition coalition. Maybe if all the opposition leaders come together, we could see something different.
Funny enough, if you are to look at the 2024 local elections, CCM won by 98%. If a ruling party is polling 98%, that is absolute majority.
That's right.
And therefore, the opposition has no say.
George, maybe another problem could also be the voter apathy. Because if we have a country of more than 65 million people, and we have just slightly above 30 million people registered to vote, what happens to the remaining voters? Are people just saying, oh, I don't want to be part of the election because nothing will change? So we had to take our microphones to the streets of Dar es Salaam, and that job was done by our correspondent, Naomi Jaseda.
Without strong opposition in our country, Tanzania will lose her democratic value. Power will go unchecked. Injustice will go unpunished. Media will only report all those things that the government want to hear.
A strong opposition party act like watchers who are there to ensure that the government is running according to the will of the people and according to our constitution.
So as for me, in the coming general election, if there are no reforms done to the election laws and election processes, I choose not to participate in that election. I know the value of my vote, and I'm not going to be part of legitimizing the wrongdoings. This is because in the current situation, in the current election laws, it is very easy for those who are in power to tamper with the results.
The absence of a strong and effective opposition in Tanzania will mean that there will be lesser accountability structures where citizens with alternative views can advise government.
But we think Chadema needed to re-strategize after the elections to see where it repositions itself.
I said it, George.
Restrategizing and of course, in anticipation that they can give a formidable challenge to the ruling party. But clearly, Mimi, with the people's voice that we gathered from Tanzania, it clearly shows you that there is a resounding and resonating, you know, voice that they would need also the minority.
Yes.
To be heard, and this government to be challenged at some point.
And we can clearly see that many people, young people, they are of the voting age. They don't want to be part of the elections at all.
And that points to the voter apathy that you mentioned, that someone saying, I'm not going to legitimize, you know, a broken system.
Yes. Yeah. But instead of retreating, the question is, should the opposition double down and keep energizing their supporters for change? I pressed Amani on this and asked whether no reform, no election campaign was ever meant to be a boycott in the first place.
It was not in our plan. And of course, it's not in our plan to boycott the election. Our aim essentially was to put the government in pressure that this is the people's voice, that everything should be stopped. And the main priority has to be reforms. The country needs the reforms. And once the reforms are done, then we'll be able to participate.
So if you are giving that condition when you know that it's difficult for the government in place to succumb to the demands of the opposition, that's already an indication that you are not accepting to take part in the election. And if that is the case, if I'm correct to say that, Mr. Amani, are you not letting down the very supporters who believe in democratic change and that this change can only come about through the Chadema Party?
Actually, it's different. It's not like we will let down our supporters. Our supporters, they are the ones who want reforms. Because for the so many good years, the different electoral circles, government and electoral commission, they are the one who has let down the people, not us. We are standing on behalf of the people that we want to reform.
Let's just assume the elections take place because we don't know what will happen between now and October. The elections take place and then the Chadema Party is not involved in the election. The parliament has been dissolved. It means that the Chadema Party has no MP in parliament. Does it still give you that political influence when you are not present in former institutions like the parliament?
From the experience, even from 2019 and again 2024, during the local government election, we were not there. At the local government level, we were not there. But we were relevant. Relevant to the people. Even if it will happen this year, our relevance will be there. Why? Because we are carrying people's agenda. And mind you, Chadema, as a membership of nearly 7 million people. 7 million people. So it's not about few leaders of Chadema. It's about 7 million people. Speaking of relevance, our relevance will still be there because our members and majority of Tanzanians, they are not happy with the current electoral system. They are the ones who want reforms.
So are you saying that relevance is enough minus influence?
Of course, it goes without saying. If you are relevant, you will have influence. Mm-hmm. So this 7 million Tanzanians, and I want to bold it very clear, these 7 million Tanzanians will give us, as much as they'll give us relevance, they'll give us the power of influence. So what we started was not a drama, it was for real. And our aim to participate in an election was there, it's still there, upon having a proper minimum reforms.
Indeed, frustrating everybody, but let's take a break from politics and get to know our guests as a person. Well, under the baobab, we do that in the rapid fire question segment.
So excited. Which one is harder for you, Mr. Amani, campaigning or coalition building?
Coalition building.
What is that one word that you can use to describe Tanzanian politics today? Just one word.
very frustrating.
So what keeps you up at night aside politics?
I am really addicted to detective movies.
That's interesting. What's at the top of your Netflix list right now?
I've watched Night Agent.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So if you could time travel to any year in Tanzania's political history, which time will you want to time travel to?
2020. During the 2020 general election, I was the campaign manager of Chadema presidential candidate. I was the campaign manager of Tundu Lissu. So I was with him and I traveled with him all over the country, and that was the best moment I can recall in my political career.
That's interesting. What's that best piece of advice that you have received in politics?
It was again from Tundu Lissu. Your integrity is unquestionable. So make sure every time you stand in front of the camera, make sure. Never tell a lie.
Never tell a lie. What is your favorite place in Dar es Salaam to unwind? That place that you go to forget about politics and stress and everything.
I'm a churchgoer, so the only place that I have is going to church and attend the gospel music concerts. I love dancing. I love singing. Yeah, so I really love to attend music concerts.
Mr. Amani didn't see this coming. I mean, we took him out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, I like the point that he's pointing out, that he's a truthful man and he's honest.
Right.
And he's honest also with the no reform, no election agenda. but Mimi, critically, without the opposition participating in this election, that means that millions of Tanzanian voices will be left unheard.
That would also mean that Tanzania is not going to have a strong opposition this year. So the stakes for this year's election will be higher than what we've seen before. If Chadema doesn't participate, a huge portion of Tanzanians, according to what we are seeing, will have to say that, okay, they are left without a voice, like we heard from Tanzanians on the streets of Dar es Salaam. And the very idea of multi-party democracy that Julius Nyerere, of Tanzania, they instituted from the very beginning, will not exist in Tanzania.
Yeah, so where does Chadema see the future of Tanzania without the opposition?
They are hopeful, and at the same time, they think it's also bleak.
I can't speak on behalf of anyone, but what I know, what I understand, missing Chadema in the coming election, if at all it will happen, that would be a political disaster in our country. And I am saying this in confidence that missing Chadema in this election is about missing 7 million people who will not participate in the coming general election, because it's about missing 7 million people who will not participate, who will not turn out.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us in this very frank, honest discussion. We got to know about the Chadema Party. We want to thank you for your frankness and your availability. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and it will be my pleasure. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Of course.
Happy with Amani?
Definitely.
Amazing.
He doubled down on the messaging that the opposition is trying to send out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the future of Tanzania's democracy is at a crossroads, and your voice matters now more than ever. What is your take on how Tanzania can achieve fair elections, transparency, and the right to have choices to choose leaders that they stand for?
And those are the conversations that we are having under the Baobab. It is a community. We need to stay informed and participate in solving some of these issues collaboratively. Remember, Your voice counts always. Where can people watch The Baobab, George?
Of course, and The Baobab is streamed on all our digital platforms. That includes Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and of course,
our DW YouTube channel, DW Africa. My name is Mimi.
And I'm George Okachi. Many thanks for watching.